It's go time for winter wheat farmers in South Dakota. But in Kansas, combines are wrapping up the harvest. A look at the winter wheat growing season in the number one hard red wheat producing state in the nation has many similarities to South Dakota's 2025 production, starting with dry soils last autumn at planting time. Fast forward to this spring, and wheat streak mosaic virus became a concern. Kansas Wheat Commission CEO Justin Gilpin explains the virus really became evident this spring, with its impact on yields uncertain.
Now that we've got combines in the field, we were learning from that process, and that those fields that did have that infestation did see impacts on not just yield being decreased, but also impacts on test weight for those kernels filling out.
Gilpin believes farmers will pay more attention to planting protocols in autumn, as well as variety selection, as tools in managing wheat streak going forward. But now, on to yields. Gilpin reports USDA forecasts the average yield for the Kansas crop right at 50 bushels per acre.
It is one of those years where there may not be a lot of average because of the variability with the crop, where we're seeing yield ranges anywhere from 30 to 70 bushels per acre. And some of that is also impacted not just by the disease that we just mentioned, but due to some of the rains that kept farmers from being able to get that crop out of the field at a timely manner, impacted test weights and some fields that had to increase our overall abandonment that aren't going to get harvested.
As for protein, Gilpin states average protein will be near 12%. Combines in South Dakota are beginning to roll, putting some numbers to the wheat crop here in the Rushmore State. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.